Promises of God are there in the Bible? Nobody knows?
Zillion.
Did Brother Paul say a zillion? He's wrong. There are not that many, Brother Paul. I'm sorry. I don't know how many there are, but there are lots of them. There are lots of them. By these exceeding great and precious promises, we are partakers of his divine nature. He's promised that we can be like Jesus. He's promised that. You can be transformed into the image of his dear Son in increments from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. He's changing me. Now, he's promised to do that. Is he doing it? Well, not if you're not standing on that promise. If you want to be the way you are, God bless you. Hope for the best. But he can change you into his image, into his likeness. That's a wonderful promise. And there are several thousand And I know nobody has the right number, I don't think, because some people say this is a promise. No, it's not. Yes, it is. But you'll often notice that promises are contingent upon obedience. You'll find that all over the Bible. And maybe when you read the New Testament through next time, or the Old Testament for that matter, maybe you want to notice the correlation. You might want to notice a promise, and when you see that, just notice if there's an obedient clause attached to that. Oh, you're going to find me. You're going to find me. The Bible says we're going to find him. The Bible doesn't say we're going to find him. The Bible says you'll find him if you seek him with all your heart. There are qualifiers to accepting and receiving. Oh, yeah, he'll forgive all my sin. Yeah, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive your sin. There's so many promises that hinge on our obedience to the Word of God, but they're all wonderful promises. And I wonder, we're going to sing that last verse in a moment, but does anybody here, do you have a promise that, you know, my promise changes every once in a while. Sometimes I'm holding on to this one, and sometimes I'm holding on to that one. But there are those that I have kind of adopted as my life promises that I believe God for. It's just kind of what he's made real to me and precious to me. And maybe you have a promise like that. Well, what's one? Do you know one? Maybe what that you're standing on this morning. Yeah, that's okay. You stole a few other people's, it seems, because they're, oh, yeah, that's mine. She blew it now for me. Well, yeah, that's a wonderful promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so, because of that promise, well, that's in Matthew, but it's in Hebrews also. But what does Hebrews go on to say? Because he will never leave me nor forsake you, what can I boldly say? Oh, come on. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Because he's with me, so I don't have to be afraid. And maybe we need to preach to ourselves that part of the promise of God. Thank God for it. Anybody else have one, or is that the one that everybody has? Do you have another one? In peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I have overcome the world, and in me you have peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Peace. A peace that passes understanding. How much is that peace worth in dollars? A zillion. 300 shekels. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so you're paying attention. That's good. It's a lot, isn't it? You can't buy peace. You can't buy peace. You could try to, but you'll never be able to. You can try to find it. Go sit by the beach all day and listen to the waves of the ocean. That won't give you peace. It might give you a little bit relief, but only in Jesus. Peace. The kingdom of God affords peace. Anybody else? Just one more. Oh, yeah. Is that right? Oh, good. I was feeling bad because I said last one and you started. But I'm glad we got the same one. You're on the right page. Yeah, he who has begun, he started a good work and he's going to perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Is that Philippians? Philippians first chapter, I think. Oh, what wonderful promises. And we could go on, I know, more and more and longer and thinking about these great and precious promises. But you need to make them yours. You need to lay claim to them. They're like blank checks. And you ever get a blank check given to you by somebody? I have. I don't know what the price is. I don't know what those tickets cost or whatever it was. So here's a check. Signed. And they give me a blank check. Oh, Lord, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And a zillion comes to mind when I get one of those checks too. But these promises are like blank checks. And we can cash them in and fill in the promise that is for you, for your life, and for this day, and then claim it as yours. Claim it as yours. Let's sing that last stanza. 161, last verse. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in the Savior as my all. can sing. We can sing some of those promises. It's in the song, How Firm a Foundation, 162. I don't care what tune is played, Brother Paul, whichever one you like. 162, and these are all promises from the Old Testament. They're good for us today also. 162.
Oh,
thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us. Yes. And that you never forsake us. Lord, there are those who have gone from camp. Some left yesterday. Some left early this morning. Others throughout the day. But Lord, you'll never leave us. And you'll never forsake us. And you never leave or forsake them. And we pray that you'll watch over those who travel back to their homes today. Lord, Brother Jim, Sister Martha, bless them as they're traveling this morning. Lord, those that will soon take to the road, and those who are on their way to camp, bless them. Cover them with your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for protection, that we have promise in your word that you will protect, you will watch over, you will give your angels charge over us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are with us and we can trust you for your watch care this day. We pray for the entire camp, Lord, that you will bless the camp, bless the cottagers this morning. Lord, keep your hand over them today as they learn more about rocks. I don't know which rock they're up to, but Lord, whatever it is, let the lesson get into their heart. Lord, the seed of your word. Oh, Jesus, and we just pray that now at the midway point, you're working in these children. You're changing their lives. And we have another week, Lord, yet to give them opportunity to respond and to allow the Holy Spirit to work in their little hearts. And we're believing that you're going to do that, Lord. You who have begun a good work, you're going to finish it and perform it until the day of Jesus. You're faithful. You will do it. Thank you for it. The same with the village. And the same with Natick and Onantum. Lord, bless them today. Where the counselors may be weary or tired physically, refresh them, Lord. Refresh them. You renew our strength physically. Oh, Lord Jesus, as their day, so shall their strength be. We claim that for them, Lord. Help them. We trust you to do it, Lord. And we thank you that we can be together these few minutes here this morning and just look to you and allow you to work in us and help us throughout this day. We trust you for it, and we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.